Good evening. Today is May the 5th, and the title for today's devotional post is, Now We Have Heard for Ourselves. Today's scripture readings come from the following four passages. The book of Judges, chapter 21, verses 1 through 25. The book of Ruth, and this is a new book we're starting today, chapter 1, verses 1 through 22. The Gospel according to John, chapter 4, verses 4 through 42. Psalm 105, verses 1 through 15. And Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 25. So following the horrific events of the Levite and his concubine, and the resulting infighting between all of Israel against the tribe of Benjamin, who had committed the atrocities with the Levite, the 11 tribes come together to reflect on what all this might mean to the future of the people of Israel. And so they take an oath to not give their daughters in marriage to any man from the tribe of Benjamin, because they believe that this would be appropriate punishment. And yet they are remorseful of this decision, as they then begin to wonder about the fate of their brothers and how it is that they might propagate. Well, someone soon comes up with an ingenious plan to find wives for the young men of the tribe of Benjamin. And in a scene that reads like a story out of a comic book, we learn of how these young men grab the young girls from the other tribes. And while the girls and their families do not protest this, it is certainly a solution to their problem of not breaking their oath of not giving their daughters in marriage. Their daughters willfully went to be wedded to these young men, you see. They were not given, quote-unquote, given in marriage. Well, in the end, all's well, and that ends well. And we come to the end of the book of Judges. There were evidently 13 judges of Israel that have had their stories recorded here, Samson being the last one. We now enter the beautiful book of Ruth. Ruth is a fine example of a loving daughter-in-law. When her mother-in-law tells her to go back to her own mother's house, since her son, that is, Ruth's husband, has died, and she, Naomi, the mother-in-law, is preparing to return to her native Bethlehem, Ruth insists on accompanying her. And so she says to her mother-in-law, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." She must have certainly loved her mother-in-law. But turning now to our continued reading in the Gospel of John, we find the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus says to this young woman, who expresses great surprise at his request for water from the hand of a Samaritan, Jesus says, and I quote, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Jesus goes on to tell her, and I quote again, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." How puzzled this young woman must have been. And yet she simply asks for this water that Jesus is speaking of. And imagine her reaction and great surprise when this is the exchange that transpires between them. And I quote here directly from verse 25. It goes like this. The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. And when he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." And so she runs back to her townsfolk to tell them of this man called Jesus, who has just told her that he is indeed the Messiah. And because of her faith and initiative to share her good news with others, the text tells us that many others also believe. In fact, Jesus is entreated by these very Samaritans to tarry with them for a couple of days, which he does. And the people say to this young woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Turning now to our psalm for the day, we find that this is yet another great psalm of praise in which David recounts the great hand of the Almighty, the God of his fathers, who has led them through the ages. David's words of praise are ones that we ourselves can utter with confidence, even as we can proclaim the goodness of God. I quote starting in verse 1, "Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always." Finally, the one verse from Proverbs is clear in its very matter-of-fact statement. Verse 25 states, "A truthful witness saves lives, but a false witness is a traitor." May God bless the reading and reflection of his word. Amen.